From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Firefighters are searching homes in San Bruno, California for residents who may have been affected by last night's explosion outside San Francisco. Authorities say 38 homes have been destroyed. Mayor Jim Ruane says so far at least four people are confirmed dead with more than 50 people injured.
This is going to be a long haul for the city and all of our residents for a number of weeks to come.
A ruptured natural gas line apparently triggered the blast. Pacific Gas and Electric is investigating. Company shares dropped 7% today. President Obama is defending his economic policy, saying it kept the country from plunging into another Great Depression. In his first White House news conference in months, the president also urged Americans to use tomorrow's anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks as a time to reflect on the need to embrace Muslim Americans rather than alienate them.
We want to be clear about who the enemy is here. It's a handful, a tiny minority of people who are engaging in horrific acts and have killed Muslims more than anybody else.
Meanwhile, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, the spiritual leader behind the effort to build an Islamic center near the World Trade Center site, says there are no plans to meet with Florida pastor who had planned to burn copies of the Quran. The pastor had said a meeting was indeed planned. We have more on this from NPR's Margot Adler.
Imam Abdul Rauf said in a prepared statement that he was ready to meet with anyone committed to pursuing peace, but no meeting had yet been set up. He left the possibility of a meeting open. The imam added, "With the solemn day of September 11th upon us, I encourage everyone to take time for prayer and reflection." He also said plans for the center were going forward and had not changed. Sharif El-Gamal, the business force behind the proposed Islamic center, has also said plans are going forward. The Florida pastor, the Reverend Terry Jones, has said he would put off plans to burn the Quran if he was able to meet with Abdul Rauf or other organizers of the Islamic Center. The pastor's plans remain up in the air. Margot Adler, NPR News.
A federal judge plans to issue an order to halt the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips ruled the policy violated the First and Fifth Amendment rights of gays and lesbians. The Justice Department will have a week to respond. The Defense Secretary and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman both support repealing the policy, but they say it should wait until after a military review of the issue. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 43 points at 10,458 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index up 5 points at 2241, with S&P 500 up 5 at 1109. This is NPR. Wholesale inventories posted their largest increase in 2 years. More details from Danielle Carson.
The country's manufacturing sector fell into a huge hole during the recession. Factories slashed inventories to save money. This year, with businesses restocking their shelves, manufacturing has become the bright star of the economy's recovery. July's inventory numbers show the increases were broad-based. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial.
Autos, computers, machinery, all of these were up more than 1%, so solid gains across the board.
But with many factory shelves full and consumer demand still tepid, analysts expect businesses will hold off on inventory building for the next few months. But they say that's okay. Retailers got burned in the recession because of overstocking. And right now, inventory levels and sales are exactly where they should be. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Thomas Ginsberg, an influential publisher and editor, has died. This appreciation from NPR's Lynn Neary.
He served as a Marine during World War II, then joined the literary elite of the post-war generation who left the U.S. for Paris. It was there in 1953 that Ginsberg, George Plimpton, Peter Matheson, and others created the Paris Review. Ginsberg was the first managing editor of the literary magazine, which became known for its early support of writers such as Philip Roth and Jack Kerouac. Later, Ginsberg joined his father's publishing company, Viking Press, eventually taking over as president. He published Gravity's Rainbow by Thomas Pynchon, as well as books by Ken Kesey, Iris Murdoch, Kingsley Amis, and others. In 1975, he hired Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, who worked at Viking for 2 years. Ginsberg died of complications from heart surgery. He was 84.
This is